Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Good evening and welcome to episode number 15 of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about ego. Good evening, my dear Basha. How is my dear Basha doing this evening?
Good evening, my dear Agnieszka. Basha is doing wonderful. How are you? How is your ego doing?
My ego is slowly but surely dying in very small portions. I have actually experienced a teeny tiny ego death yesterday when approaching difficult situation. But then I think to myself, because I recognize this and I pat myself on the shoulder for that, is that my ego? So as you can see, guys, the situation with ego is quite complex. So what is ego? I'm sure all of you have heard such terms as, oh, you know, this person has a big ego. Usually we refer to a person who is a bit cocky, but this is a very surface level understanding of what ego actually is. In truth, ego is a construct that you have in your mind that you consider self. So basically the I, my body, what I'm made of, my thoughts, that's ego. Ego believes that there is a separation between oneself and the universe. So ego are your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs that you identify with, things that you have believed in your whole life. And ego separates itself from everything else that's in our world. So why would it be beneficial for us to diminish our ego? Well, ego doesn't like changes. So oftentimes ego is actually holding us back from our success. It likes things the way they are. It doesn't want us to be open-minded. It doesn't want us to change our mind. And ego is actually the reason of all human suffering. So when you diminish your ego, you feel connected to everything. And this is what happens to, well, it would be nice if that's happened to us, regular humans. Usually it only happens to monks that have been meditating their whole life. Total death of ego is actually called a state of enlightenment. And enlightenment is the state when you feel total bliss and happiness. And that state is a connectiveness to everything. When we feel connected to the whole universe, that state is called enlightenment. So when you diminish your ego, you see yourself as a part of everything. And also you gain more control over yourself. The more of an ego you have, the less control you actually have over yourself and ultimately over your life. And ego takes on a different form when approached from a psychological standpoint as opposed to a spiritual standpoint.
There is no clear and one definition of an ego, because ego can mean different things to different people. The word ego comes from Latin and it means I. And this term was created by Sigmund Freud. He basically divided human psyche into three separate levels of consciousness. And they are id, ego, and superego. Id is actually the deepest rooted aspect of the human psyche or animal instinct. Its goal is to avoid pain by immediately seeking satisfaction by following pleasure. For example, you have a baby and the baby has its constant demand for immediate satisfaction. And it's got this constant desire for food. And it's almost totally id-driven. The id is ruled by the pleasure-paying principle, and it's mainly concerned with food and sex. Mm-hmm. And the prime goal of the id is therefore self-survival. Ego is the executive function of your personality. This is the rational part of your personality, your false identity, the image of yourself, the illusion, the concept of yourself, which is actually not true. It is something that you consider as yourself. Ego is a result of conditioning. It's a result of what we went through as a child. In our childhood, we were programmed with beliefs by parents, society, educational system. Ego is a sense of self and who we are. It wants to win, it wants to compete, it wants to be the best, it wants to be first. And this is when ego starts to drive you. When it happens, usually there is an underlying fear when you actually start noticing that ego is taking over. This tends to create drama, and we can become quite stubborn. We need to win arguments. And when it becomes a power struggle, a mindful person would normally step back. One more thing about the ego is that as we grow, our ego grows with us. And as time passes, we begin to live more with the identity which we created. You think, Agnieszka, you think that it's you, I think that it's me, and we identify with this self-image so much, which is obviously the illusion. We identify with this image, this self-image, so much that we are ready to defend it at all costs, no matter what. And if you feel that your image of the world or yourself is threatened, you fight because you think this illusion is basically you. You completely forget that you are a soul, and sometimes you completely deny the existence of the soul. So that is ego. Superego. Superego is our conscience, the idea of what you should be to be in the harmony with social and parental values. It's basically the picture of your perfect self. Okay, so what can drive ego? Any type of fear, fear of rejection, fear of being disliked, fear of illness, humiliation, yeah. fear of change. As you said, fear doesn't like change. So it's going to do everything to protect us from changing, from making the change. It will control you, and it will do it by adding the importance and superiority to you by criticizing others. It will use exaggeration to give you even more recognition. It will control you by using control and fear. It will use the word mass or conditional to prove anxiety. Ego cannot listen. It's unable to listen. It will always justify itself and defend itself, and will always see the problem in others and will look for the guilty ones. Mm-hmm. It will feed on the concept of good and evil. It will actually use jealousy and envy. It will build happiness on someone else's misfortune. It will make you believe that it's able to make others happy. It will use gossips to destroy the reputation of others. So you can see there is a lot of things how actually ego works.
Uh-huh.
You will forget about your mission in life. You will forget about your purpose. You will forget who you are because of this illusion which is created in your mind, which is not you.
It's not you, guys. It's not you. It's not you. It's not. If it's not me, then who is it?
That's for you to find out. So ego is a product of your mind, a human product, because we need to think. We think that we need to think.
We think that we need to think. But you shouldn't think that.
We think that we have to plan, organize, we have to remember. Basically, ego loves control, but it's not the real you. It's only an illusion.
It's an illusion, guys. It's an illusion. But let's move on to the part how we can actually help our ego death and how can we diminish our ego. So one of the tools, in my opinion, the best tools that can help us diminish our ego is meditation. And editation.
editation.
We're just making up our own words today. So meditation.
No, we are inventing something new, I reckon.
Ooh, I like that. I like that much better. We are inventing new words today. Awesome. Okay. So obviously, the more you meditate, the more aware you become. So then you will be able to catch yourself. And aside of the fact that the more you meditate, the more connected you feel to the nature, the more connected you feel to others, the more connected you feel to the universe, animals. But not only that, but also the more you meditate, the more aware you become. And you will actually start recognizing your ego and when it actually comes to play.
Okay, so there are other natural things which can help to kill the ego. But trying those natural things takes more time and dedication and patience. So I hope, guys, you have some within you. So one of them is yoga, another breath work, mindfulness, which we spoke about in our last episode, cultivating love and kindness towards ourselves and others, being humble instead of being defensive and self-centered, gradually helps us to embrace ourselves.
Okay, guys, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Soul Boost Podcast. Good luck killing your ego and tune in next time.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. I'm not going to do that.